Shalom, welcome to Tehillim Yomi. Today we learn Psalm 119, letters Hey and Vav. Harini Adonai Derech Chukecha Ve'etzrena Ekev. Teach me, O Lord, the ways of your statutes, and I shall keep it to the end. Havineni Ve'etzra Toratecha Ve'eshmerena Becholev. Give me understanding, and I shall keep your Torah. I shall observe it with my whole heart. Hadricheni b'netiv mitzvotecha kivok chafasti. Lead me in the path of your commandments, for I delight in it. Hakli b'yadotecha ve'al el betza. Incline my heart to your testimonies and not to unjust gain. Ha'aver einai mer'ot sham v'drachecha chayeni. Turn away my eyes from beholding vanity and give me life in your way. Hakem la'avdecha imratecha asher li'yiratecha. Confirm to your servant your word, which is those who fear you. Ha'aver cherpati asher yagorti ki mishpatecha tovim. Turn away my insult, which I fear, for your judgments are good. Hinei ta'avti lifkudecha b'tzidkatcha chayeni. Behold, I have longed after your precepts. Give me life in your righteousness. The first two verses use the word etzret, to guard, twice. Well, verse 34b also speaks of a synonym, eshmerena, I will guard it. The word chayeni, give me life, also appears twice in the psalm. Perhaps he was focusing on the idea of finding ways to protect the knowledge and secrets of Torah that will give him a meaningful life. The verbs in this section are quite powerful. Horeni, show me. Havineni, make me understand. Hadricheni, guide me. Hatlibi, incline my heart. Ha'aver einai, turn my eyes away. All these show the intention of the psalmist to have God lead him towards Torah and away from any obstacles on the way. Verse 39 says, Ha'aver cherpati, remove my disgrace. What disgrace? Rashi speaks of that sin, obviously the sin of David and Bathsheba. And Radak expands on the same idea, saying when Natan the prophet spoke to him after the sin and the repentance, Natan said, God has passed over your sin. Ha'aver chatatcha. Same language, which is the same verb here. Vav. Vivouni chasdecha Adonai tshuatcha ki imratecha. Let your loving kindness come also to me, O Lord, your salvation according to your word. Ve'e'ene chorfi davar ki vatachti bidvarecha. So shall I have an answer for him who insults me, for I trust in your word. Ve'al tatzel mi pi dvar emet ad ma'od ki l'mishpatecha yachalti. And do not take the word of truth utterly from my mouth, for I have hoped in your judgments. Ve'eshmirat toratcha tamid le'olam va'ed. So shall I keep your Torah continually forever and ever. Ve'atalcha berechava ki fikudecha darashti. And I will walk at liberty, for I seek your precepts. Ve'adabra be'edotecha neged melachim b'lo evosh. I will speak to your testimonies before kings, and I will not be ashamed. Ve'eshtasha b'mitzvotecha asher ahavti, and I will delight myself in your commandments which I have loved. Ve'esak apay al mitzvotecha asher ahavti v'asicha b'chukecha. My hands also I will lift up to your commandments which I have loved, and I will meditate upon your statutes. The vavs are all conjunctive verbs. They add on to the previous statement. This seems to be a theme in this section, such as this and more. All the vavs are shvaz, meaning that they grammatically speak of something that he hopes will take place in the future. Amos Chacham notes that the vavs should be based on the end of section Hey, where he said he desired and longed for God's laws, which will bring life. The vavs add to that, your kindness will come to me, and then I will have an answer for my disgrace. You will not separate the truth from my mouth. I will guard and protect your Torah forever. Walk in freedom, speak your laws, not be embarrassed. Relish in your mitzvot, lift up my hands to you and your commandments, and speak your words.